الحمد لله الحمد لله العلي الذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فخيم الاسم عزيز العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب عليم العذاب عزيز السلطان وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا My beloved brethren, most respected elders, mothers and sisters, it is no secret that we are living in times of great change. Humankind have reached technological advancements unimaginable just a few years ago. So today, technology links us to the corners of the globe. Yet that same technology designed to bring mankind together is failing to bring father and son together across a dinner table. So that the father sits on his own little iPhone and iPad connected to someone else in the other end of the world and the son with someone else. And this, and along with other challenges, are starting to put under stress the very social fiber that makes society. And in that regards, I wish to address the key issue today and the key aspect of our social fiber, and that is the relationship between parents and their children. Because whatever's happening today, although we are dismayed by it, we aren't surprised by it. The Prophet told us it would happen. In a hadith known as Hadith Jibreel, the Rasul alayhi afdalu salatu wa atammu taslim is seated in a gathering and the ashab are there and a man enters the gathering. And the hadith describes him, rajulun shadidu bayad al-thiyab, very exclusively white garb, very dark hair. So there's an immense contrast between the whiteness and there's no sign of fatigue or tiredness on him. And yet the ashab say, we don't know him. So it means he should have been a traveler. Yet there's no sign of travel on him. So he must be local, but no one knows him. So he came seated in front of the Rasul, alayhi afdalu salatu wa atammu taslim, and placed his knees, touching the knees of the Prophet, and he placed his palms on the thighs of the Rasul, and then he said, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi Muhammad, tell me about Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered. And when he finished, the questioner said, Sadaqt. Time is very short, so I can't go into elaboration. So he said, Sadaqt. You speak the truth. So the ashab say, we are perplexed. You're asking and confirming, as though you know the answer, so why are you asking? And then he said, tell me about Iman. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, the man said, Sadaqt, you spoke the truth. And then he said, tell me about Ihsan. And the Prophet answered, and again he said, Sadaqt. So then he says, tell me about the hour, day of judgment. So the Rasul said, the questioner doesn't know any more than the one he's questioning. Or the one being questioned doesn't know more than the one who is questioning. So he said, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا أَيْ عَلَامَاتِهَا. Tell me its signs then. So the Rasul said, and listen, أن تلد الأمة ربتها. أن تلد الأمة ربتها. When a female slave gives birth to her master. When a servant gives birth to her master. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani in the Sharh of the Hadith says, this is in reference to عقوق الوالدين. That a time will come where the social fiber will disintegrate to the level where children will become obnoxious, arrogant, rude, and crude to their parents. Children, the one who you've given birth to will become your masters. And subhanallah, has the Rasul ever uttered what hasn't happened? And you see it today. Forget about in homes, you see it in mainstream media as though it is being encouraged, rebel against your parents. And that's why I say we are dismayed but aren't surprised the Prophet said it would happen. Yet Muslims, it isn't a small issue. Listen, the Rasul is sitting in a gathering. The hadith is in the Sahihain and narrated by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he asks, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Should I not inform you of the greatest of the major sins? So they said, قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Inform us. So he said, الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ. Shirk with Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ. Shirk with the ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ and فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدِ. Associating another partner with Allah Rabbul Izzah, making someone equal to the majesty of Allah Rabbul Izzah, directing worship to another but Allah Rabbul Izzah, shirk. Al-ishraku billah, the most colossal sin between the heavens above and the earth below. A concept against which Allah Rabbul Izzah sent 124,000 prophets to teach you not to perform shirk. To teach you to make the tawheed of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. To direct worship in ibadah to Allah alone. Qala ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Even in the time of Nuh alayhi salam came to his people. What was his message? Oh my people, worship Allah alone. Besides him, there is no being worth worshipping. Wa ila adin akhahum Huda. And to the people of Ad, we send Huda alayhi salam. Qala ya qawmi abudu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. Oh my people, worship Allah alone. There is no being worth worshipping besides him. Wa ila madyana akhahum Shu'ayba. And to the people of Madyan, we sent Shu'ayb alayhi salam. His message, qala ya qawmi abudu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. Oh my people, worship Allah alone. Besides him, there is no being worthy of worship. 124, wa ma arsalna min rasulin. And we didn't send a prophet except that he came with this concept that worship Allah alone. Illa liya'budu Allah mukhlisin lahu ad-din. Worship Allah in true sincerity and unify him in worship and make Allah alone in his tawheed. The Ten Commandments are given to Musa alayhi salam. The first of the Ten Commandments in the Hebrew, Shema Israel Adna Eloheinu Adnai Echad. Hear, O Israel, that the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. 13 centuries after Musa Isa alayhi salam came, they asked him, Master, which is the best, which is the first of the 10 of the commandments? So he repeated, Shema Israel Adnai Eloheinu Adnai Echad. Hear, O Israel, that the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. Allah is one. There is no sin greater than associating a partner with Allah Rabbul Izzah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. Whoever associates a partner with Allah, Allah will make Jannah haram for him. So the biggest concept in the heavens above and the earth beneath is the tawheed of Allah. And the biggest sin is to break the tawheed of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. So the Rasul said, the biggest sin, al-ishraku billah. Second, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, and the disobedience of parents. After what? After the tawheed of Allah Rabbul Izzah, the second most important concept is to be obedient and dutiful and devout to your parents. And the second greatest sin on the tongue of the Rasul and disobedience of parents. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم متكئا فجلس. He was reclining, so he sat up and he said, ألا وقول الزور ألا وشهادة الزور ألا وقول الزور ألا وشهادة الزور. Muslims, be mindful of false testimonies. Muslims, be mindful of false testimonies. Muslims, don't give false witnesses. And the Ashab say he repeated it until we wished he would remain silent. Do you see how big a deal it is? Listen to the verse. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord ordered that you will worship none but Him and you will be good to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. If one of them or both of them attain old age and you're alive, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Then don't say the slightest word of contempt to them. The scholars say if there was a word gentler in the language, Allah would have opted for that. Don't say, you know, if your mom tells you, son, can you get me that water? No, it's okay, sit down, don't get it to me. Then he says, can you get up? No, don't worry. If she does this 10 times, 20, don't say, oh, mom. Make up your mind, mom. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Because you are a little baby. You cried at night, she ran, he ran. You dirtied yourself, they cleaned. I met a father. He told me, he said, Ustaz, when my son gets sick, I wish that I had the sickness instead of him. Okay. Who else in the creation has that type of devotion to a child? To another human? But the parent. And they're strong, they're young, they're healthy, and they see you, they see dreams for you, for themselves in you. And then now the dream grows up, and the dream starts to gray, and the dream starts to darken to a nightmare. And the same tree under which he was planning to sit has now become a thorny bush cutting him. So now they're weak, they're old, you know, your career's increasing, theirs is decreasing, your muscles are building, theirs is dwindling, they've become old. Their hearts have become soft, they don't have their own to rely on too much. So in this age, you're supposed to have the emotional intelligence to say, hold on, how do I make my parents not feel the slightest bit of, discomfort? Or sense of lack of importance or significance or trying to matter. Instead of this, you become arrogant and your voice grows loud and cocky against the one that brought you up on his shoulder. What a repayment of kindness. What a repayment of kindness. So Allah is the wafi. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzah doesn't betray. So he Azza wa Jal ordered, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ. If they reach old age, أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْكِ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't say أُفْ to them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Nor repel them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And use the best of words towards them. Noble, dear father, respected father. See the hadith of the Rasul. You do not walk ahead of your father. This is the teachings of the deen. You do not walk ahead. You don't sit in a gathering till your father sits. And today is society oblivious to the realities of the akhirah. And then Allah رب واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة. See, look at the metaphor. You're a high flying eagle. Lower your wings out of humility to your parents. Time is finishing off. I will just mention one story, inshallah, because there's not much time left. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu is the Sahabi of the Rasul, the second Khalifa of Islam, guaranteed Jannah whilst he walked on this earth. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ, I entered Jannah, فَإِذَا أَنَا بِقَصْرٍ مِّن ذَهَبٍ, and in front of me came a palace of pure gold. Pillars, gold, bedding, gold. You know, you buy a little ring for your wife and you walk on cloud nine, I've bought you gold. It's gold, because gold has an allure to it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dazzled by it. But in Jannah, he sees it. So he says, whose is this? لِمَنْ هَذَا? So the angel said, لِفَتَمْ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ, to one of the youngsters of Quraysh. So the Rasul says, فَظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي أَنَاهُ, I thought it's me. You're talking about the Quraysh, I am from, the Rasul's from the Quraysh. You're talking about, you know, the Rasul's in his youth. And then, you know, I am the prince of the sons of Quraysh, so I thought it's mine. So for clarification, he asks, who? So the angel said, Umar ibn al-Khattab. So the Rasul said, I wanted to go into it. فَتَذَكَّرْتُ غَيْرَتَكَ, I remembered your ghira, you know, your protectiveness about your women. So I didn't go in. So Umar cried when the Rasul is saying it. He says, أَوَ مِنْكَ أَغَارُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, will I have honor with regards to my women concerning you, O Prophet? So that is the maqam of Umar established by Nas. Yet Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he was Khalifa, anytime he used to hear that a group has come from Yemen, he used to run out and meet the group. And he used to ask them, Afikum Uwais ibn Amir? Is there in this gathering someone called Uwais ibn Amir? And he did this. And they would say no. And eventually he came to a group. And he said, Afikum Uwais ibn Amir? Is there someone in your delegation who's Uwais ibn Amir? So they said, na'am. Yes. So Umar said, أَأَنْتَ أُوَيْسِ إِبْنُ عَامِرٍ? Are you أُوَيْسِ إِبْنُ عَامِرٍ? The man said, na'am. So Umar said, مِن مُرَادٍ ثُمَّ مِن قَرَنٍ. From Murad, then from Qaran, tribe and locality. He said, na'am. Yes. So Umar said, كَانَ بِكَ بَرَسْ فَبَرَأْتَ مِنْهِ إِلَّا مَوْضِعَ dirham. You had a skin disease, a skin affliction. Allah cured you except the size of a coin. He said, na'am. So Umar said, لَكَ walida. Umar has never met him. He says, لَكَ walida. You have a mother? He said, na'am. So Umar said, enough. سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, I heard the Rasul say, يُقْبَلُ عَلَيْكُمْ أُوَيْسْ إِبْنُ عَامِرِ مَعَ أَمْدَادِ أَهْلِ الْيَمَنِ مِنْ مُرَادٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ قَرَنٍ كَانَ بِهِ بَرَسٍ فَبَرَأَ مِنْهِ إِلَّا مَوْضِعَ دِرْهَمٍ لَهُ وَالِدَةٌ هُوَ بِهَا بَرٌّ. Umar, there will come a time where a delegation from Yemen will come. Amidst them will be someone called Uwais ibn Amir. These are his characteristics. He's from Murad, then he's from Qaran. He had a skin affliction. Allah cured him, except the size of a coin. He has a mother. He is good to his mother. So what has Allah done instead? Allah Rabbul Izzah has made it. لو أقسم على الله لأبره. Anytime Uwais makes a dua, every time Uwais calls out to Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzah meets the dua. So now to Umar. To Umar ibn al-Khattab, the Rasul says, if it comes a time that you meet him, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you. You don't, the awam don't don't understand. Uwais is a tabi'i, he's never met the Rasul. No tabi'i can meet the dust on the feet of the Sahaba. Ashab are a different category. Tuba liman ra'ani, glad tidings to the one that saw me. Just the sight of the Rasul sets you at a different level with Iman. The Rasul said, a time will come, you will be in a campaign, it will be deadlock, no one's gonna win. Then a person is gonna say, Afikum man ra'a Rasulullah, is there someone in this gathering who has seen the Rasul? And a person will say, I saw him. He says, Allah will give you victory because amidst you is someone who has seen me. This is sharaf al-suhbah. So there's no status question. Umar is in the heavens, status-wise. High above the... Uwais is a tabi'i, he's never met the Rasul. Yet because of his obedience and kindness and devotion to his parents, Allah has given him the status where the Rasul says, Umar, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you. So Muslims, understand that Allah Rabbul Izzah, through your parents, has given you keys to Jannah. Earn it. And don't think it's easy. They've grown old. You know, they become repetitive. They become tired. They need it. And that's the challenge. Embrace it. And let the heavens see you in your excellence. And for my fathers and elders and mothers, I have a plea as a young son. Don't make Jannah difficult for your children. Don't make dua against them. They're kids. You know, I am still a kid. Have the heart that elders have. Overlook the inadequacies. And pray even in your time of most hurt for their success in this life and their success in the next. Because wallahi, in their success, you'll be happy again. And in their pain, you will be in pain again. May Allah Rabbul Izzah save you the pain of this world and the next. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتُ إِنْ تَكُوا حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ تَكُوا سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ